Father, we want to thank you that we can come to look at your words this morning. Your words is life, your words is true. So we want to thank you for everything. We ask for your blessing over your people as they open their hearts and their ear to you. Anoint your servant as he preach your word. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning I want to speak on this word called connection. One word, connection. This man called Henry Crow, he is a Christian self-help man. He wrote a lot of books about how Christians should help themselves. Of course, we need God to help us. How many say amen? But God can help us, but we also need to help who? We also need to help ourselves. There are things that God will do. There are things that we need to do. And so he wrote this book called How People Grow. And he wrote this. Virtually every emotion and psychological problem, from addiction to depression. We see so much in our world today. People are addicted, people are depressed. And the amount of depression in our world is shocking. Even in this country called Australia, it's shocking. And he said that all this has to do with emotion isolation, alienation. That means that people come to a place, they say, leave me alone. Have you ever felt that way? I want to be left alone. Just give me space. So what did they do? They built a fence. Then eventually the fence become a what? Become a wall. Then the wall become a what? Become a castle. And worst of all, they say, you know what? I don't want to have any breach. So they cannot get out and people cannot come in. And eventually, they dig holes around the castle. And you know what they do with the hole? They fill the hole with water and they put the shark there. So no one can get in. So all this isolation, you know, create depression. And in fact, he said, the only way that you can recover from this problem, it involves helping people to get more what? Connected. More connected. Connected to each other in the deeper and healthier level, that's what they need. We know we have mobile phone, we have, you know, Facebook, we have so many things to connect. And sometimes people think that, you know, I have 1,000 followers in my Facebook. How many of you have that? But I'm telling you, people may claim to have so many followers, but they are the least connected because nobody knows whether they live or they die. So we live in a world where people are not connected. Why do you need connection? That's a good question you have asked me. Why do you need connection? Without them, you will not succeed. Without them, you will not achieve much. Without them, you will not go far with your life. Connection is important because without them, life is meaningless. God did not make us an island. God made us to be connected. And when you are connected and with connection, you can do more. How many people want to do more in life? You need to get connected. You achieve more. You go further. You climb and soar higher. Everyone sitting here this morning need these three connections in your life. Having one of them without the other will make you unfruitful, unfulfilled, and incomplete in your life journey. The first connection you need is connection with God. Divine connection. Connection with God. How important it is to be connected to God. This man who wrote this book entitled Age of Eternity, he wrote about a person who did not know God, and when he looked at the sky, even the sky in the night with all the stars, yet he found so lonely looking at it because he was so disconnected. Some people think that if I look at creation, if I try to get close to nature, I will get connected to the Creator. He looked, but he was so disconnected until he came to know Jesus. until he came to know the creator, the one who makes the star. And now he said that when I look at the star, I see creation, I see the king of creation, I see him as my traveling companion. And as I look at it, I now rejoice that I don't have to be my own boss. I'm glad, he wrote, that I give up my throne and give it to him. You know, life is very hard when you do it by yourself. It's full of struggle, full of pain, full of frustration. Jesus said this, in the world you will have tribulation, you will have trouble. But when you get connected to God, you find relief is on the way. Say amen to that. How important is it to get connected to God? Christmas season reminds us that God sent his son into the world to connect lost sinner, to him. And how are we connected to him? By his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection. And this is the gospel all about, in which we believe and we preach. And we are not afraid to declare that Jesus Christ is the only way. He's the truth. He's the life. And he's the only way. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are connected to him, to his life and his resources. And I want you to know about God's resources. God's resources is never not enough. Say amen to that. God's resources is super abundant, overflowing, and surplus. So get connected and stay connected with God and not just touch and go. We live in a culture where we just want to touch and go. But I encourage you, get connected to God and stay connected to him. Because it's only when you stay connected to him, then you have the life that is needed. Then life finds its meaning and its purpose. Then life finds its joy and its fulfillment. The first connection you need is connecting with God. You may think that connecting with God is all you need. You and God and you is so special, so close, and so exclusive. But true connection is not just vertical connection with God. It has to be what? Horizontal connection. Vertical with God and horizontal with fellow men. Is this horizontal connection, that God accomplishes his assignment, his purpose in you and through you? There are work for you to do. There are assignments for you to do. And it's not going to be done as an island. It's not going to be done in isolation. It can only be done in connection with people. I know in this world, people can be so connected with animals, with dogs, cats. But the most important connection in life is with human beings. Say amen. The creator that created you did not ask you to connect with his creation, but he asked you to connect with man and woman created in his image. For they are the only one who can speak into your life. They are the only one who can feel and communicate the love of God to you. The second connection that is so important is body connection. We all come from family. Sad to say that not all natural family operates well. Sometimes in a natural family, there is no much connection. There are more disconnection in the natural family than what God would have intended. But there is a body connection, the body of Jesus Christ, that he wants you to be connected. I read this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 21. The word said, the eyes can never say to the hand, I don't need you. The head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. I wonder this morning what would happen if I wake up and I tell my eyes, I don't need you. I'll be knocking against the wall. What would my head tell the feet? I don't need you. I'm telling you, I will be not be here standing before you. So the Bible tells us how the body needs one another. In the same way, we need to be connected as the body of Jesus Christ. Paul put it this way, the reason why we are connected is so that we have been fit together. We need one another. Our connection as the body of Christ increases us and multiply our strength. Two is better than one. Partnership, not wrong danger. Connection. Connection. A father saw a 7-year-old girl, her daughter, walking around with his cell phone. No good to let your children carry your phone and walk around. And she was on the phone. And she was talking on the phone. In the conversation on the phone, she said, yes, maybe. And the conversation went on for a while. And it was the father's phone. So the father got worried. He said, gee, what is it going to cost me for my daughter to use my phone? So he stepped in. He took the phone from her and see who was she talking to. When he took the phone, he realized the phone is not connected. Is it possible to come to Grace City Church week after week, coming and going, but never connect? Is it possible? Seems and look connected, but not connected. Is it possible? May I encourage every one of you here, get connected. Know each other. This is why Christ has put us here. We are the body of Jesus Christ. We are the family of God. Ephesians 4:16 says, He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. Say amen to that. That you are perfectly placed in this place. You are not a misplaced piece of parts. You are perfectly placed in this place. You know, and as each part does its own special work, that God has placed you in this house, in this body, and you have work to do. And as you help each other grow, what a way that we are connected to help each other to what? To grow. To grow. So that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. That God put you in this house to be connected so that you will grow. Say amen. God's intention is that you will grow in maturity, grow in the likeness of Christ, grow in the love of God. And when you are growing, you will increase in brotherly love for one another. What is our theme for 2019? Live out our love. Have you lived out your love for one another at Grace City Church? We are coming to the end of the year. A lot of things has wind down. Weekly activities is in recess. But this should not stop you from connecting with each other. Can I encourage you? Visit one another. Invite one another for meal. Call one another. And let's do it. Especially to someone who is not from our circle. We have our own circle of favorites. Don't you? How about expand that circle? Think of people who are not in your circle. Someone new in the church. The reason why God wants us to get connected in the body, because it enriches your life. You are called to be a connector. As a connector, you are called to be a blessing. And not only to be a blessing, but others may also bless you. Christmas is only 3 days away. Christmas is a time of sharing. There are individuals whose family are not here. Invite them to your Christmas gathering. Last week, we have Christmas lunch over here. How many of you enjoy it? It was a well-spread and well-prepared food. Today, there is Christmas lunch at Nonamara campus. But Christmas is not a joyful time for everyone. Some people, Christmas is a lonely time. Your connecting with them can brighten their Christmas. Why would you do that? Because Jesus will do it. Jesus is inclusive and not exclusive. He will invite you to his celebration. How about following Jesus' example by inviting someone to your house for Christmas lunch this Christmas? Connection of the body. The third connection that I want to speak about this morning, and I pray that it will take place in your life in 2020. The third connection is what I call golden connection. It's found in Genesis chapter 40, verse 1 to verse 23. You know the story that Joseph was in prison. And how Joseph was in prison, and how when he was in prison, one day Pharaoh decided to throw two of his men in prison. Maybe it was the morning that Pharaoh did not like the bread that has been baked. So he threw his baker into prison. Maybe he just burned the piece of bread. He just didn't like him. He threw him to prison. At the same day, he didn't like his butler. Someone who has carried him and, you know, and done everything for him. Maybe he also has tasted his wine, his food, to make sure it is not poison. That day, Pharaoh also did not like him. So he also threw him in prison. Two of them in prison in the same day. And as they enter prison, I'm sure there must be a lot of frustration and a lot of anxiety and a lot of anguish and anger. But they were in prison. Prison is a good time to dream. When you got nothing to do, you dream. So they have a dream. Why don't you turn to Genesis chapter 40? Verse 5. Then the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, have a dream. Both of them, each man dream in one night, and each man dream with his own interpretation. And Joseph came to them in the morning and looked at them and saw that they were sad. So he asked Pharaoh's officer, who were with them in custody of his lord house, saying, "Why do you look so sad today?" They say to him, "We each have a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." And so Joseph said to them, Do not interpretation belongs to God? Tell them to me, please." Then the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "Behold, in my dream, a vine was before me, and in the vine there were three branches. It was as though it budded, it blossomed, shoot forth, and it cluster brought forth grapes, ripe grapes. Then Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand." And Joseph said to him, "This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Now, within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your place, and you will be put Pharaoh's cup in his hand according to the former manner when you were his butler. But remember me when it is well with you. And please show kindness to me and make mention of me to Pharaoh and get me out of this place. For indeed, I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrew, and also I have done nothing here that I should be put into the dungeon. When the chief butler saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, I also have in my dream, and there were three white baskets on my head. In the uttermost basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the basket of my head. So Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation of it. The three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head from you and hang you on the tree, and the birds will eat your flesh from you. And it came to pass on the third day, which Pharaoh's birthday, that he make a feast for all his servants, and he lift up the head of the chief butler and the chief baker among his servants. Then he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he placed a cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgotten about him. We need golden connection, just like Joseph have. And I pray that 2020, that God will prepare golden connection for you. I'm telling you that no friendship or no relationship is insignificant in your life. It is through this friendship and relationship with others, believers and non-believers, that God creates golden connection. God can connect you with anyone, anywhere, within 24 hours. He knows where you live. He is aware of every human on this planet. Golden connector. These are people who are divine bridges. We don't need wall. We need bridges. Divine bridges that has able to enable you to exit from one season and enter the next season of blessing. God wants to bless you in 2020. And it's not going to be done in isolation. It is going to be done with Him opening contact for you, connecting you with people who will become your source and your channel of blessing. The days of manna dropping from heaven is in the wilderness. Now the food of land, of milk and honey is there. And God needs to connect you so that whatever that He has from you, for you, will come into your life. Golden connection. When you have a golden connection prepared by God, it's better than 10 years of work. Golden connection is God's favor on your life. And I want you to know that He's arranging people for you in 2020, in your path to your blessing. And He is doing it whether it takes place today or tomorrow, but it will take place in 2020. In this passage, the butler was the golden connection for Joseph. And it was because of the butler, even though he tell him, don't forget me, he forgotten. It was because of the butler that Joseph was able to stand before Pharaoh and interpret his dream. Don't ever take your golden connection for granted. It is God's hand at work, preparing you to the path of your blessing, to your breakthrough, to your miracle, to your next season. I know what is golden connection. My life has been one filled with many golden connections. 36 years ago, when I came to this country, it was the golden connection that God has arranged for me with a friend, the manufacturer of Japan that give me a job in this country. I know what is Golden Connection. I will not be preaching to you this day if it's not because 30 over years ago, a man connect me to preaching. I know what is Golden Connection, because where you are sitting in this place, in this hall today, is all by God's favor and God's connection. I call it Golden Connection. Many of you may not remember the journey. When we did our renovation in this place, I went to the city of Stirling with a drawing plan. It was a Golden Connection of the assistant mayor, the vice mayor of the city of Stirling, that set me with a planning manager. And the planning manager looked at the drawing and said to me, "This is not the right drawing. You could alter this and do this and you can have a bigger place." I said, "Oh." And he did that. He said, "You draw, you just extend here, we will approve it." It's called Golden Connection. Then when we were doing the renovation, it was a Golden Connection to get the builder to come here and say, "Give me this job." He called the lowest. I said, "I'll give $10,000 to the church." Could you believe that? It's the Golden Connection of God. It was the Golden Connection that when we bought this building, the father is a non-Christian, the son is a Christian, and the son turned to the father and said, "You know what? I'm going to give the discount to the church, not from your share, but from my share." Hey, it's a Golden Connection. It was a Golden Connection that when we were doing all this work, a man came in to give me a quote to do the ceiling, the extension, and the man said to me, "Why don't you just pay me every day for coming to work?" And get me two more person to help me, and we'll do this renovation. This wall, this offices, you know, this ceiling, we'll do all this. You just have to pay me every day. It's a Golden Connection. And why did he do it? Because years before that, I knew his pastor. And he was a man who just came out of prison. He was a robber. Just came out of prison, went to church, got saved. And the pastor came here, standing here, sharing about this man. Years later, he was standing outside there and we were talking about the pastor. And he said, "I'm the man who robbed the bank. I will do that for you." How much money we save? The amazing thing is that every day when he comes here to do the work for 1 hour of break, you know what was he doing? He was with Pastor Kara for counseling. It's all called Golden Connection. And I want you to believe, you know, that God will do Golden Connection for you in 2020. That God will bless you and He brings someone into your path, someone into your life. And sometimes you need to be a helper. But sometimes God will bring someone to help you. I ask you to expect your Golden Connection to respond to them. When we look at this passage, there are nine things that you need to know about Golden Connection from the passage we read. Your Golden Connection may not be outwardly appearing. God used the prison to connect Joseph to the buckler. What a place to meet someone who one day will help Joseph's destiny to greatness. The prison. The prison was not appealing, but it was God's appointment for Joseph. Think about this. Rebecca went out to water the camel. It was at the well there that he met Abraham's servant, and she became the wife of what? Isaac. Was he appealing to her to go out in the afternoon to water some of the things that God has put before you? It may not be very appealing. It may not be very suiting. And most of us will just cancel it. But I want you to see the possibility that is in God. Secondly, don't reject your golden connection because it does not meet your qualification. Let me explain. The buckler may not have been received by Joseph as his best friend, but he was Joseph's golden connection to Pharaoh. Joseph did not know the buckler, but it was his connection. The Bible talks about Paul. Paul did not want to be shipwrecked, but he was shipwrecked on the island of Mileta. But God used that place as a golden connection for him to meet the leader of the island. And the leader of the island, fathers, was sick. And God used Paul to pray for him, and he was healed. It was a golden connection scheduled by God. Thirdly, recognize that God often uses what seems to you as illogical, unlikely people to help fulfill your earthly assignment. Would you believe the next door neighbor, the man when we first put the church here, he was not very happy, but now has become a good friend of the church? Do you believe that? He was sick with cancer a few years ago, and I said, I'll get the church to pray for you. God is an amazing God. Everything that takes place in your life has a purpose. Don't cancel it. Believe and trust that God has a bigger plan than what your logical mind tells you. And you believe. He becomes such a good friend of the church that he came to us and tell us, why don't you buy the next door building that he owns? At the prime, it was 1.2 million. He said, I will sell to the church for 700,000. Would you believe that? It's all called what? Golden connection. And you need to believe. You need to believe God's golden connection for your life in 2020. You need to believe that God is preparing places and situations and people, removing obstacles and building bridge, so that 2020 is a year where you experience the blessing of God over your life. You need to believe the years that the lotus have eaten, there is time for God to restore to you what that you have lost. Golden connection. Golden connection may not always be from your best friend. Definitely the buckler for God, Joseph. For 2 years after he came out of prison, out of mind, out of sight, out of mind, forgotten. Forgotten Joseph at all. Even though Joseph begged him, do not forget me. But he really forgotten about him. Joseph cannot call him friend, but at least he is not an enemy. I have found and learning in life, as far as possible, make a friend out of someone. Amen? Better to have a friend than have an enemy. It may not be a close friend or a good friend, but better to have a friend, to have a bridge than a wall. The golden connection may not necessarily feel loyal to you. The buckler has no loyalty to Joseph, but God used him. The connection may not even consider you essential or desirable, but God used. Sometimes we miss opportunity of life, promotion in our life, because we do not know how to get what? Connected. I know that promotion comes from God, but God uses people. Can you understand? God uses people. And if that is that God will use people, always better to be a friend than to be an enemy. I just pray for greater breakthrough for the folks that is in this church. For 2020, which is just a few days away, for a new season to come into the life of the church, to come into your life, into the life of your family. I just pray that this season that He will bring will be such a great season that you will experience fruitfulness in your life, that you will be able to say, surely, goodness and mercy has followed me all the days of my life. I know sometimes in life, when you are working and working and working and you are believing and you are believing and things are not happening, you can become discouraged. You can become weary. But I want to let you know, delay from God is not a no. Say amen. Delay from God, it means that God is preparing and He is preparing that every day of delay is closer to the day of your miracle. If you give up, when the day of your appointment comes, you're going to miss it. I see how God has moved in this passage for Joseph. He was in the place where nothing was much happening. But one thing that he did, which is so important for us if we want to believe in our golden connection, is that Joseph always maintained a good spirit, a sweet spirit, a good heart. You see, when you are angry and you are frustrated, you miss what is passing by. Joseph kept his heart sweet. You find that when he was in prison, he was still what? Serving others. We live in a world today, it's all about me. I come first. I'm not interested about what is happening to others as long as it's me. But that was not Joseph's attitude. His attitude was that he was serving others. And because he served others, there came a day where his golden connection became possible. Can you see, brothers and sisters, that whatever we do to others, let's do it as unto who? As unto God. Because when you complain, just like the Israelite, they keep on complaining. They complain in Egypt. They complain in the wilderness. They continuously complain until they miss what God has promised them. That God had to tell Moses, why don't you step aside? Let me kill all of them and let me build a new nation out of you. I want you to believe, no matter what happens in your life, in 2019, you may have gone through a tough time. Things may not have happened for you. But can you believe that in your life journey, if you hold on to faith, to hope, and to love, that God is actually preparing something greater and bigger for you? That as you step into 2020, be prepared for a new season to come into your life. Be prepared for the golden connection that God has arranged for you. And I'm praying and believing that great things will take place in your life, that you will be able to say that God has made me the head and not the tail, that God has made me on top and not beneath, because we were not destined to become losers, amen. We were destined to reign with Him. And time for us to stop thinking small and start thinking the greatness of our God. Why don't we pray? Thank you, Jesus. I'm praying this morning, get connected first with God. Maybe your line of connection with God has been on and off. It's 40. I want you to know, the Word of God is so wonderful. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Can I encourage you this morning, get connected with God. Get your life working and stay connected to God. May I ask you this morning, get connected in Grace City Church with the body of Christ that is here. God has placed you here, perfectly here for a purpose. And I'm praying for your golden connection in 2020. That God will bring someone to your path. And the desire of your heart, and the prayer of your heart, and the miracles and the breakthrough that you need will take place in your life. Till then, keep a good spirit and a sweet spirit. This morning, you need a golden connection in 2020. Lift up your hand to the Lord and say, God, I need your favor to my next season, to my next blessing. Where you are, lift up your hand and say, God, I need that golden connection. When He move, when He do, is fast and quick. The waiting is long, but His doing is very fast. Immediately, suddenly, only the waiting is long. Father, you see the hands that raise before you. Hands that need a golden connection. Whether it is business, whether it is with families or friends or situation of breakthrough or miracles. Lord, you see those hands. Lord, I pray that you will start to prepare those golden connections that 2020, as your people step into a new season, there will be a new season of blessing, a new season of breakthrough, a new season of miracle, a new season of greatness to come upon their lives, Lord. I speak, Lord, perfectly over your people, that you will carry them over to a new season where they will say, I am connected to you. I am connected to the body. And doors of connection with others, with opportunity and miracles and breakthrough and increase has come into my life. I ask this in Jesus' name.